The purpose of God includes the nations, for they belong to the Lord. That's what we're going to talk about today in the Word. Good morning, and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer, and I am so glad that you're following along with us as we are going through the book of Romans. We're in chapter 15 today, right in the middle. If you've not subscribed, would you take a moment and just push that subscribe button? Also, like the videos by clicking on the thumbs up and get this out to your friends and let's share the Word. There's a great need for the Scriptures. There's a verse of Scripture in Psalm 2 before we get into Romans that says this, "Ask of me." This is the Father saying about Christ. "Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession." In the book of Romans, Paul is speaking to the group of Christians in Rome that were divided because there were some who were Jewish and some who were Gentiles or of the other nations. And he was speaking to them all the way through the doctrine of why it was important for them to see that Abraham was the father of faith, but the ultimate heart of Christ was for all the nations, and that Jews and Gentiles would be one new man, as we learn in Ephesians. This is so revelatory, so important. It's easy to say, oh, I know there's neither Jew nor Gentile, and yet divide with doctrines such as dispensationalism, which separates the church and Israel throughout all eternity, and even particular during this day. I think it's so important that we see over and over that God has a plan for the nations of the earth, where he makes the both Jew and Gentile one in him, taking down the dividing wall. Now, Paul is addressing that because they didn't understand that as believers in Rome. And so, even though we used verse 7 in our last teaching, let me pick up in verse 7. For he says, "Therefore," meaning because of all that he has taught, how they're to be sensitive to one another and be aware of some people's faith, to not eat this meat or to eat this meat, because he knew there were some Jews and Gentiles among the believers who had certain conscience and convictions that others didn't have. And as he wraps up that teaching concerning them bearing one another's burdens for each other, he says in verse 7, "Therefore receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God." In other words, no division. Verse 8, "Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant or a minister to the circumcision," that means to the Jewish, "for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers." So he's already emphasized that earlier in the letter, that the promise came through Abraham, and there was an advantage to be a Jew, and that the gospel, the oracles of God, came to them first. Now he's saying, but we are one in the purpose of God. So he says, by that, Jesus Christ has become a minister to the Jews or to the circumcision from the truth of God, meaning the gospel. So verse 9, "and that the nations or the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy." So we Gentiles get in by the mercy, and the same mercy that's offered to the Jew, where they were cut off and being grafted back in through faith in Jesus Christ. So we who were not in the covenant have been given mercy to be grafted in. You remember that? As into that one plant or root or tree, which is Jesus Christ. And now he starts to quote these verses from the Old Testament as a reminder that God's purpose was for the nations or the Gentiles. So when he says the Gentiles might glorify God, for he says, "For it is written, for this reason I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. He's quoting David, where David says, I will give thanks among the Gentiles. This is a prophetic psalm, speaking of Christ, giving praise and thanks among the Gentiles. And again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. That's over in Deuteronomy chapter 32 that Paul is quoting. He's reminding these Jews that the Gentiles have been the purpose of God all along, that he would use those who were of Abraham to bring forth the covenants and the promise, which was Jesus Christ. But the purpose was that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the nations and those who he calls out of every tribe and every tongue and every language to be the people of God, or we could say the Israel of God, according to Galatians chapter 6. For here he says, and again, verse 11, praise the Lord, all you nations or Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples. He quotes right out of Psalm 117, verse 1. And again, he says, quoting Isaiah, Isaiah 11, verse 1 and verse 10, he says, there shall be a root of Jesse. Now we know that's through the line of David, and that's Jesus. And he shall rise to reign over the nations. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him, the Gentiles shall have hope. Multiple quotations from the Old Testament, doing a couple of things for us, telling us how important the Old Testament is for the gospel to be understood, and also communicating to these Jewish believers that God has made us one. So he wraps this up. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's in all of you Jewish Christians, and that's in all of you Gentile Christians, for now God has made us as one. I love the plan and the genius idea of God, that the earth is the Lord's, and that he's bringing through Christ the gospel revealed, that both Jew and Gentile would be made as one, that the nations of the earth become Christ's inheritance. Ah, don't you love the scripture? Thank you for joining me today in the Word.